This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, for years I was contemplating breast implants. And I know those of you who, you know, saw pictures of me in the third grade are like, why? I don't think she needed breast implants. But, you know, when you get to my age and after breastfeeding a couple kids, you know, you really don't want to tie your shoes and need to move the breasts out of the way. So having an implant seems to kind of help keep the breast above the belly button. You know, it'd be kind of nice. Above the hips. And so, yes, I thought of it. I haven't, you know, gotten that surgery yet. And I've been contemplating it. And I've looked at breast implants. Breast implants, by the way, they're a very interesting material. You know, you either have the saline or you have the silicone, and they're not super squishy because you feel like if you kind of squish it, it's going to, you know, explode all over the place. But the textured ones are very interesting. They kind of look like a frosty glass, even though it's not glass, the textured ones. And then you have the saline ones. And I always decided that if I was going to get implants, I would probably get the silicone frosted, textured-looking ones. No, I wouldn't get them blue or green. I would just get them the basic color. You don't need to get them any particular color. They don't come in colors anyway. But I really liked, I just figured, when you hold the implants, when you're trying to figure out which one you want, you really seem to like the textured one. It just seems like it's going to stick. Some of the saline, more smooth textured ones, the smooth ones, you just feel like it's going to slip down and fall into your big toe. So you kind of want the textured ones. Well, unfortunately, we got some bad news, and this has been news that has come out every few years, where some of these breast implants may be linked to cancer. And right now, we have 359 current cancer cases, and 9 people have died suspected from breast implants. According to the FDA, 9 women have died from anaplastic large cell lymphoma, known as BIA-ALCL. The FDA has received 359 reports of this anaplastic large cell lymphoma. It's kind of a rare type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, 9 of whom have died as of February 1st, 2017. Just to quickly review, lymphomas make up the most common of the blood cancers. You have leukemia, you have a whole variety of different blood cancers, but lymphoma is the most common. It's where a cancer begins in the lymphocytes. Lymphocytes are cells that help fight infection and maintain your immune system. So, 2 main types of lymphomas are your Hodgkin's lymphoma and your non-Hodgkin's. Non-Hodgkin's is more common, and this anaplastic large cell lymphoma is a subset of it. Now, many of you guys remember my talking about non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you remember and you say, but wait a second, this is treatable. We're able to treat, you know, many of the lymphomas now. You're right. But if people are not expecting it near their implant, okay, it could grow and unfortunately poorly differentiate, and it may not be treated in time. So that's my guess as to why 9 people have died. Now, again, this isn't the first time we've heard of this link. 6 years ago, the World Health Organization suggested there was a link. In 2011, the FDA identified a possible association between the two. In 2016, The Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration reported 46 confirmed cases in Australia with 3 deaths relating to breast implants. Now, okay, mind you, hundreds of thousands of people get implants in the world each year. I mean, maybe even close to 1 million. So, you know, these rare deaths, this is rare. And this anaplastic, you know, B-cell lymphoma, it is a, anaplastic large cell lymphoma. This is rare, but people want to know they're going to be getting a breast implant that they could be at risk. Now, they think that the texture may also have something to do with it. According to the FDA, of these 359 reports of cancer, this lymphoma, 231 of the reports actually provided information on the implant type. So of the 231 reported, 203 were textured, 28 were smooth. All right, so it looks like textured seems to be maybe at higher risk than smooth. When it came to silicone versus saline breast implants, the FDA said only 312 of the 359 reports provided that information, those specifics. And of those, 186 implants were silicone and 126 were saline. So if you had to, you know, choose, it looked like the textured silicone were more dangerous than the smooth saline ones. They, but obviously none of the implants were immune to the risk. Okay, it looks like there could be a risk no matter what. And to me, that may not be significant enough to say to avoid one or the other, because you have both of them, you know, having cases, both types. Now, this lymphoma still occurred within the breast, but it was not breast cancer. It was lymphoma in the breast. Some of you have asked me, you know, before, I don't get that. What's the difference between liver cancer and colon cancer that went to the liver, spread to the liver? It's a different cancer. Liver cancer and those are two different cancers, just like with this. The treatment of this would be completely different. How you would treat this is you would take it all out. And a lot of times excising it with the implant and the surrounding tissue is enough. Sometimes it's not. We need to do radiation. Sometimes we need to do chemo. So what the FDA is recommending is if there's any seroma or fluid-filled cavity around the implant, you need to aspirate some of that, and you need to evaluate it for cancer. If there's any contracture or pulling of the skin around the implant, you need to evaluate. According to the American College of Plastic Surgeons, close to 300,000 women receive breast implants every year. Now, that doesn't mean to go and get the implant removed. It just means to keep an eye on things. You know, and mind you, implants make it a little harder for us to screen for breast cancer. So we just need to be more meticulous. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, injuryhelpdesk.com. Is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement.
replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And again, thank you all for tuning in. I want to apologize. In the middle of my last segment, I found out that a friend of ours had put a gun to his head and shot himself and killed himself. And we had been close years ago. We don't live in the same state. But it still feels like we just talked to him yesterday. So I apologize if I'm a little, emotional. I got to tell you, you're never prepared for this kind of stuff. I could talk about suicide and, we just did. Just a couple segments ago, we were just talking about about, you know, how people commit suicide. And no, I don't think he was listening to my show and decided to do it. It happened before the show. You know, we were just talking about how, you know, kids that self-harm could be more at risk for suicide and, you know, the recession, and some people may be, you know, taking things so bad, or people may have the potential for anger, etc. And how we, you know, last hour we were talking about maybe, stress tests for homicidal ideation, you know, do stress tests to see if people would just, you know, lose it and reach for the gun, you know, but make sure it's unloaded, or, you know, and, maybe we need stress tests for suicide too. I'm still in shock. The family's in shock. You know, you're never prepared. It doesn't matter how many times you've had to talk to families or you've heard of this type of thing happening. When you know somebody and they left, and you know, the first thing you feel is guilt. You know, when this happens, you always feel it's your fault. When my dad died, I felt it was my fault. I just did. You know, I remember having a conversation with my mom, telling her I want to make sure she knows CPR, just in case dad ever needs it. And she's like, oh, yeah, one day show me. I felt guilty that I didn't teach her how to do it before. Maybe she could have done something. She probably wouldn't have made a difference. I think my dad had a major, massive coronary. But, unfortunately, you think that way, you know, and I go, oh, you know, I told my dad I wanted him to get a heart check. He didn't want to, you know. I was always afraid of my dad. You know, my family, the guys, you know, kind of, were the stronger force, you know, and so when my dad said, leave me alone, baby girl, leave me alone, I'm like, I don't leave you alone, you know, and they're not going to mess with it. You know, they didn't say leave me alone nice. He's like, leave me alone. I'm like, all right, I'll leave you alone. You know, they get loud, and they get like, all right, I'm going to leave you alone. But unfortunately, I should have had the cojones to say, the hell, I'm going to leave you alone. You're getting your heart checked. I didn't, and he's dead. And so, look, and some of you will say, Dahlia, you can't feel guilty. You know, that's not your fault. But we still do. We always feel guilty. We always self-reflect, you know. And then we have to convince ourselves that it's not our fault, right? And that helps us heal. Now, but, you know, what do you do with the family? What do you do with the family whose son just killed themselves? And he was, you know, a little, like, about middle age. What do you tell the family? Yeah, first, you don't tell them, go have another kid, okay? That doesn't work, especially if the child was middle-aged. But, you know, whenever that happens, and teenage suicide is so heartbreaking, and again, a friend of ours, his daughter committed suicide. It just seems to be so rampant, and you know, because each case is just so, emotional that you seem like, it just seems like it always happens, and it's surrounding us. It's not. It's surrounding everybody. This is something that we're all facing in different levels. And if none of you have ever had a person in your life commit suicide, you're very lucky. And, keep doing what you're doing, because then you're possibly a great support system. My, I was going to be moving in with a friend of mine as a roommate, and I worked with him at the EPA. And I told you guys about the story where all of a sudden, I talked to him one night about the VCR because I wanted to take Melrose Place, and my other roommate was leaving to go to New Zealand and take the VCR. So we have the VCR so I could watch Melrose Place. He's like, yeah, don't worry, I got you, we're good. That was the last time I talked to him, and that night he killed himself. He set up a tent, and I think he made himself some sort of a vapor of hydrochloric acid and cyanide. And his roommate found him in his room 2 days later. People were asking me at work, where is he? I'm like, I don't know. And unfortunately, he killed himself. And who knew he was depressed? And of course, I felt guilty. I'm like, well, he's going to be moving in with me. You know, maybe that was, it was more to that. He, when you think back, you know, and it took me a while because I thought I was at fault. It was because I wanted to watch Melrose Place. I'm like, maybe he wanted to watch something else. And he didn't want Melrose Place on the VCR. I went through everything in my brain. And then I had to realize, look, he had the signs for months and nobody saw it. Had nothing to do with moving in with me. And again, we didn't date. If I dated him, then I'd really feel guilty. You know, because then I'm like, well, that's what happens when you date me. But no. And it's hard. So, you know, with a family who just lost a child, lost somebody, you have to be there. You have to be there for them, and you need to watch him. Okay? You know, their life was surrounded around their kids. You know, their kids being gone, you know, you don't want them at risk. And, you know, if, let's say, suicide does run in the family and there was a genetic potential and the child committed suicide, did they get that potential from the parent? So, you know, you want to be there and you want to be, you don't want to smother him, but you want to, you know, offer to, you know, sleep downstairs and be at their house. Offer to be with them. You know, in the Jewish religion, we have Shiva, where for 7 days, we don't leave them alone. We feed them. We do their housework for them. We're just there. And, you know, because they're supposed to sit Shiva, they're supposed to go through grief. And even though obviously 7 days is enough, 7 days helps the body start to psychologically work through that person's gone. You know, and it takes time. Initially, you're like, no, oh my gosh, no. And then all of a sudden, after days pass, you start to realize that life can go on even though that person's not there. But you can't rush that process. And a lot of us, we think we have to. It's our tendency. I got to make them feel better. I got to distract them. I'm going to take them to a movie. Don't distract them. Let them talk. Let them work through. You know, one thing that I do with patients, or I've done with patients, or I do with people who lose somebody, is a few days after the initial shock, I go, you know, look, this person was an amazing person. I want to, you know, we're going to have a memorial for him. We're going to have a funeral, but, you know, right after a funeral ends, it's like a chapter's closed. No, the chapter never has to close. His legacy should live on. You know, he loved pets, or, you know, she loved children. Let's come up with a scholarship fund. Let's come up with a charity. Let's work to come up with a cause and name it after her. Let's do, you know, and when you start to, you know, when you have them busy, not distracting them from who they lost, but helping memorialize them, it really does help with, you know, some of the pain. All right. Now, I understand, you know, you have somebody who was a killer like Hitler. Okay. You know what? You're on your own. Okay. You know, you gave birth to Hitler. I can't, you know, make this, you know, come up with anything positive for us to do, you know, posthumously. But, you know, everybody has somebody, something that, you know, everybody had something they really cared about, whether it was music, whether it's whatever. And, you know, if you want to, you know, make their room like a little shrine, or you want to write a story about them, or you want to, you know, it's very interesting. You know, one of the professors who I work with at Toro University of Nevada, his mother had died after she voted for Hillary Clinton. And it doesn't matter where you are on the aisle, what side of the aisle you're on, but, you know, apparently his mother was having some health issues, and she cast her vote for Hillary, and then I think she died later that night. And so, you know, he wrote a piece, and actually I believe the Huffington Post wrote a piece on that. It was a very beautiful piece, how this was somebody who, she was a lifelong Democrat, that's, you know, and she loved America, she loved the, and again, it doesn't matter what side you are politically, it's a beautiful story, you know, where, you know, she was able to benefit from, you know, the freedom that America provided, and one of her last acts on this earth was exercising that American right. You know, and even as a conservative, you find that so beautiful. And so, there are things you could do when you lose somebody. You know, but you as a friend, you as a distant family member, you as a pastor, you as a medical provider, your job is to be there. It's not to manipulate the psyche. It's not to help accelerate it. Your job is to be there. And when the person goes, how do I go on? What do I do? How do I do? What do I do? That's where you're there for ideas. And if you don't have ideas, come to me. All right? And I could, you know, give you some ideas, you know, tell me a little bit about the person and see if it's something that could be done. You know, and it's hard. It's not easy. You know, losing somebody is hard. But, you know, the path could be made softer, and it doesn't have to be as brutal as it could be. And your job is to make sure that the people that have lost that person don't now think of suicide themselves. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently a man was sued by his mother for calling her a prostitute on Facebook. A Myanmar woman, this is coming from the Deccan Chronicle. I'm trying to figure out where this is. I apologize. Me being out here in the West, I can't tell you. But Yangon. A Myanmar woman is suing her own son for calling her a prostitute on Facebook. The latest case under a controversial law that critics say is increasingly stifling free speech. Police arrested 21-year-old Wana U on Tuesday after his mother, Tin Tin Ha, from southern Myanmar, brought a case against him over comments he made about her relationship with a new boyfriend. She sued her son for abusing her on Facebook concerning her complicated relationship. The police now have arrested her son, and he confessed to what he did on Facebook. We will process the case according to the law. Wana U was charged under a broadly worded law that forbids defaming people on any telecommunications network and can carry up to 3 years in jail. They say images of posts sent to AFP by the police showed several pictures of Tin Tin Ha posted on Wana U's Facebook page with insulting comments underneath. Here in America, we obviously have, issues and debates over freedom of speech. And from what I understand, the laws do protect us, where somebody cannot badmouth you on Facebook. Immediately, Facebook takes it down. And, because Facebook doesn't want to get into the middle of some suit. But the problem is this shaming still does happen. This is a completely different world we live in now, where anything you do can be put online, and even if you didn't do anything, you could be online and shamed. I was at a party, and I was bending over to pick something up that was on the ground. Well, you see me behind two people posing, and you just see my big butt, okay? I mean, I was dressed, but yeah, all right? Well, that picture was on Facebook, and it was all over Facebook because this couple was a very popular couple, and so it was all over Facebook. Everybody wants to see what they were doing at this party, and here's my butt. So I had to try to track it down and say, can you please remove the picture? But you're not tagged in it. It doesn't matter. There's my butt. You didn't have to tag my butt. There it is. And it gets to the point where you start to get a little bit obsessive about, I can't be in the picture. I don't want to be in the picture. And so now if somebody is taking a selfie, you need to take cover. I duck and cover all the time. In fact, I wear knee pads now when I go out, because if somebody pulls out a camera, I have to take a picture. I have to leave. So I met up with some friends from medical school. And we met at a restaurant. And look, I'm middle-aged. We're all middle-aged now. But when we get together, we talk like we talked 20-some years ago. We called each other names. We, called each other idiots. We ripped on each other, whatever. Well, I guess somebody recognized me, so they were taking a picture of me at the table. Now, I don't know if she was also audio taping me or not, but, this is something that this isn't a paparazzi type thing. This is something that we all face. You know, somebody could think that your conversation is funny or your conversation is entertaining. And so they may want to record it and then share it on Facebook. People always share people's blunders and falls, etc. Yeah, just, be prepared. But most of all, do not call somebody a prostitute, especially your own mother. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. Many of you guys heard of a woman who was hospitalized after drinking a toxic herbal tea that she purchased at a San Francisco shop, unfortunately has died, while a second man who suffered complications has recovered. Yuping Z of San Francisco died at California Pacific Medical Center's Pacific Campus on Saturday. Z, 56 years old, and a man in his 30s who was not identified, purchased two different blends of medicinal tea from Sung Wing Wo Trading Company separately in February and March. Both became critically ill, experienced abnormal heart rhythms that required resuscitation within an hour of drinking the tea. While a medical examiner works to determine the official cause of death, investigators say that they found the plant-based toxin arsenite in tea samples that were provided by the victims. Products contained arsenite were then removed from Sung Wing Wo's trading company. Consumers who purchase teas with arsenite should discard of it, health officials say. Now, arsenite is used in many medicinal teas, and it usually is safe safely ingested when processing properly. However, there could be, unfortunately, depending on if somebody's taking a medication, an interaction, or depending on their lean body mass, their glomerular filtration rate with their kidneys, their liver metabolism. They could have arsenite poisoning. Excuse me, I apologize. And there's no antidote for that. So, unfortunately, they went through an abnormal, unfortunately, this woman had died. Very scary stuff. Many of us remember how scary the meningitis deaths were that happened from a compounding pharmacy and a mold getting into the steroid that was injected. Well, the co-founder of the Massachusetts pharmacy was acquitted today of causing the deaths of 25 people. However, he was convicted of other racketeering charges in the nationwide meningitis outbreak. Barry Cadden was charged with 25 counts of second-degree murder, conspiracy, and other charges, including federal racketeering law. Overall, the outbreak killed 64 people and sickened 700 others in 20 states. After 5 days of deliberations, the jury found that he wasn't responsible for the deaths, but they also found him guilty of racketeering, conspiracy, and mail fraud charges. Cadden, 50 years old, will be released on bail while awaiting sentencing, which is scheduled for June 21st. So back in September 2012, the CDC began investigating an outbreak of fungal meningitis and other infections in patients who had received steroid injections, and the steroids came from New England Compounding Center in Framingham. The outbreak affected people in 20 states. Indiana, Michigan, and Tennessee, unfortunately, were the hardest hit. During the two-month trial, prosecutors said Cadden ran the company in an extraordinarily dangerous way, by skirting industry regulations on sterility and cleanliness in an effort to push production and make more money. It was preventable, but it happened because of this man, Barry Cadden, according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Amanda Strachan, told the jury. She said he decided to put profits before patients. Cadden's lawyer said he was not responsible for the deaths. They said Glenn Chin, a supervisory pharmacist, ran the so-called clean rooms where drugs were made. Chin has pleaded not guilty to similar charges. As horrible as each of these stories is, there is nothing that shows that Mr. Cadden did something that the government can link to the death of that person. Prosecutors said NECC also used expired ingredients and falsified logs to make it look like clean rooms had been disinfected when they had not. If that's the case, that's sick, and there should be prosecution, absolutely. After the outbreak, regulators found multiple potential sources of contamination, including standing water, mold and bacteria in the air and on the workers' gloved fingertips. The NECC filed for bankruptcy after it was hit with hundreds of lawsuits from victims or their estates. The New England compounding pharmacy had several related companies reach a $200 million and several related companies reach a $200 million civil settlement with victims and their families. In 2013, Congress then increased federal oversight of compounding pharmacies, which mix personalized medications for patients and supply them directly to hospitals and doctors. So, we still don't have closure. I don't know what the heck happened, look, I owned a medical clinic. If one of my staff did something and didn't follow protocol, it's still on me. And that's what was very, very frustrating about owning a medical clinic, to the point where, I'm like, look, I'll do the injections myself. Right? I'll inject, let me look at the flu shots. And then what we did is we got the flu shots that had that were just single use flu shots, those kinds of things. But I tried to make it dummy proof, so I couldn't make a mistake. Nobody could make a mistake. Patients have to come first. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history of physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, EpiPens. are back in the news, and not because of their high prices or because more and more people need to buy them, because we're coming into allergy season and people are outdoors and could get stung by bees, but we have tens of thousands of EpiPens recalled because of a faulty mechanism. More than 80,000 EpiPens are being recalled across multiple countries because they might fail to work in an emergency. The devices included in the recall were distributed in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, and a variety of European countries, but thankfully not in the United States. Still, this is an issue, and we need to get this resolved, according to a spokesperson for Milan, the company that markets the device. In two cases, not that she said thankfully, I'm like, you know, thankfully, you know, and we don't want any countries having this, but she basically said, I apologize, that the devices included in the recall were distributed in the above countries. In two cases, the EpiPens didn't even work, according to a Milan statement. Issued on Monday, though the company did not specify whether anyone was injured as a result of the failure. EpiPens have auto-injectors that will deliver the life-saving doses of epinephrine to individuals who start to undergo anaphylaxis or a severe allergic shock. They can be pressed into the thigh. You auto-inject it into the thigh, and then it triggers a needle to shoot through a person's skin and deliver epinephrine. Remember that lady who was allergic to latex was at a concert, and all these balloons fell, and then all of a sudden she started to go through an allergic response, and luckily her family member had three EpiPens to inject into her, and it saved her life until the paramedics came. These are life-saving pens, and so you know, when you hear that the device is faulty, that's a problem. They say the recall pens may contain a defective part that may result in the device failing to activate or requiring increased force to activate, according to the company's statement. Meaning, if you know your teenage son doesn't know how to inject it properly, it may just not activate. EpiPens are manufactured by Meridian Medical Technologies, a U.S.-based subsidiary of Pfizer. According to government agencies, nearly 500 EpiPens have been recalled in Denmark, about 2,000 in Norway, along with an unspecified number in Finland and Ireland. A Norwegian medicines agency news release notes that EpiPens covered under this recall had been for sale in Norway since January 2016. According to the Milan statement, the potentially effective EpiPens expire in April. So you could trade your new one or your recalled one for a new one at no cost. Good, because those are multiple hundreds of dollars, but it doesn't sound like they're in America. So that's a relief, but obviously, you know, we need to make sure these other countries don't get faulty, can you believe it, faulty EpiPens. I mean, this is ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Vitamin C could halt the growth of cancer. They say high doses are 10 times more effective than some drugs that we use to treat cancer. They say giving patients high doses is 10 times more effective than some drugs being trialed in the battle against cancer, according to the study. By injecting patients with it, sufferers can get up to 500 times the amount that they would through eating. But experts warn it is impossible to get the required amount through fruit and that the results are still very early on. This is the ascorbic acid, vitamin C, and its effects on cancer stem cells, right, which are known to fuel the growth of fatal tumors, had not been evaluated in the past. But University of Salford researchers believe they have pinpointed exactly how it starves cancer stem cells. By inhibiting the breakdown of glucose and mitochondria, considered the powerhouse of cells, they are unable to then gain the vital energy it needs to thrive. Study author Dr. Michael Lasanti said vitamin C is cheap, natural, non-toxic, and readily available, so to have it as a potential weapon in the fight against cancer would be a significant step. Now, this could be like an add-on to chemotherapy. It could be used to prevent tumor recurrence, further progression of the disease. It has been studied internationally as a potential treatment for cancer patients for more than four decades. And it boosts the immune system, helps growth, collagen growth, when you cut yourself, you know, vitamin C, it helps, you know, fight colds. There's been a lot of things that we've been doing. It helps boost your immune system. Previous research has shown that it even increases the risk of the disease by triggering a biological process that damages DNA. But we haven't really heard of people getting cancer from eating oranges, so I don't think we want anybody to panic about that. Cancer stem cells are now considered to be one of the biggest causes causes of chemotherapy resistance, these stem cells that allow the cancer to grow. And if you've ever seen a cancer cell, it is ugly. It is mean. It looks like one of those monsters that, you know, were trying to attack King Kong. They say these cancer stem cells, unfortunately, cause people to have treatment failure in patients with advanced forms of the disease. So in an attempt to disrupt their metabolism, they tested a range of 7 substances, according to the study published in the journal Oncotarget. 3 of these were natural products, including vitamin C, honeybee derivative, cape, and milk thistle extract, psilocybin. Epilepsy drug stiripentol was also monitored, looking at also experimental drugs like actinonin, FK-866, and 2DG. Actinonin and FK-866 were found to be the most potent, suggesting 2 potential treatments for future scientific research. Natural products also halted the growth of the cancer cells, with vitamin C outperforming even the 2DG. So, okay, what does this mean? Well, it doesn't mean to start eating a whole bunch of oranges, but it means, you know, people that eat good, you know, fruits and vegetables and have a balanced diet, they do seem to do better. They do seem to be less inclined to have cancers like breast cancer, colon cancer. Maybe that's why. Maybe it's the vitamin C. Peppers, bell peppers have a lot of vitamin C. Bananas have vitamin C. So, you know, consider adding more fruit to your diet, if your doctor allows you to. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I don't want to eat too much fruit because of the pesticides. Marijuana has pesticides. Apparently, there was a high pesticide level leading to an Oregon marijuana recall. The Oregon Liquor Control Commission has issued its first recall of recreational marijuana. The samples of Blue Magoo marijuana contain a level of pesticide residue that exceeds the state limit. The Capital Press reports the marijuana was grown by Emerald Wave Estate and sold at Buds for You in Mapleton, a community 45 miles west of Eugene. I got to tell you, this marijuana industry is very entertaining, isn't it? I bought my Blue Magoo at Buds for You. This is great. You can even make a song. The OLCC said people who bought the pot should dispose of it or return it to the retailer. OLCC spokesman Mark Penninger says a retailer noticed the failed pesticide reading in the state's cannabis tracking system on March 10th and then immediately notified the agency. He says the shop sold Blue Magoo to 31 customers between March 8th and March 10th. The wholesaler shipped the pot to the Mapleton store before the test results were entered into the state's tracking system. So, you know, a good thing about legalized, you know, marijuana being legalized is that, now somebody's watching the marijuana. If you're smoking something with high levels of pesticides, you could be getting cleaner marijuana. Maybe you're not getting fake stuff. I mean, so this is, it being regulated, I think, could enhance people's experience with the marijuana. And I love the safety issue. But it does remind us that, look, you know, these things, marijuana was not FDA approved and gone through years of trials to make sure that that particular formulation is clean. You know, do we know if the marijuana is mold free? Do we know if there's, do we know that what you're getting is as pure as you're expecting it to be? You know, with the government getting involved, yeah, we can anticipate there'll be more regulation of it, and we'll also anticipate higher prices of it. I don't smoke pot, so I have no idea what pot pre-legalized versus pot post-legalized is like. My guess is there's really not much of a difference in terms of potency, but there is a difference in price. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.